about the offense. It seems like it's really coming together right now. You guys are putting games away.
Well, glad you guys feel that way. We still feel like we're leaving too much out there and hurting ourselves. But and speaking of closing games, I mean that was big for us. I grabbed our defense there before they went out for the Giants last series and told them, listen, you guys kind of carried us all day, and you know, do what you do, get off the field, and we won't put you back on the field. And so proud that they got off the field, and then we kept them off the field. And that's always big for us, that it didn't take us the third drive this time to put it away. We could do it on that drive.
Do you think there was any chance in your mind that play would come back, holding up that fumble call?
No, I thought it was absolutely incomplete pass. The tuck rule, it was in. I know he hit my arm, and I guess they thought the ball wiggled a little bit, but I had complete control of it all the way to the end.
Did you get an explanation? Did they say it?
Just that they thought it was loose in my hand, and that's their call.
I guess you're running back another 100-yard game. It doesn't matter who's back there, it seems like now, but it got to make things easy on you.
Well, it's just awesome. Isaac stepped up in a big way today. Baron Batch, Chris Rainey. Look at what Jericho Cotri did, coming back home, if you will, and stepping up big for us. For Antonio going down, and Emmanuel Sanders. So many guys just step up, and that's what probably makes me the most proud of this group, is just that it's always the next guy, and they're ready to roll, and there's no letdown.
Talk about the 51-yard touchdown to start the fourth quarter. That kind of started things going for you guys.
That was big, yeah. It was kind of a lot went into it, but it was a hot read. Mike broke it off. As soon as I just got done joking with him about it, as soon as he caught it, I could tell that he was a determined upset running back, wide receiver, because I think he was mad he dropped one earlier, and just because he caught it, and there was no doubt he wasn't looking to get hit. He was going to score, and his speed showed. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's fun to throw a short pass and let it go for a long way.
You kind of feel the momentum going in your guys' favor at that point.
Well, that was big for us. You know, I obviously threw the interception. That was stupid pass, but that's big. Fourth quarter, that kind of momentum, that just kind of picks everybody up, and that was big for us.
Clearly the fight this morning was a detriment to you guys.
Oh, geez, it was one of the craziest things ever, but we might be doing it every week now. I don't know.
Can something like that, maybe the obstacles of the travel arrangement, bring a team closer together when you have those adverse situations?
I don't know. Maybe if you're a high school or college team. I don't know about that. This level, I mean, we had guys laying in hallways, sleeping. It was adversity, but I hate to sit here and say that, you know, we overcame some great adversity to win this game. That's a great football team, and, we played well and got it done.
Ben, is this a character-type win where you could look down the road and say, maybe this is a turning point, especially, like you said, beating some world champions after you've been down 10 points?
Right. Well, I hope so. I guess we can talk a couple weeks down the road or whatever, but that this is a great football team in a great environment, and to come out here and to play, play well and get this win. Like I said, I feel like we left some things out there, but that's a great defense that we had to go against, and you got to give them a lot of credit, and to rise up and get this W is big.
Do you feel like you're becoming a team that can win a lot of them? Like, if you have to run it, you can. If you need to throw, you can. I mean, I guess that was the goal coming into the season.
Yeah, I mean, we want to be versatile. You know, we want to be able to do whatever it takes to win games, whether it's run it, throw it, whatever. And that's, to me, it's a credit to our guys. We don't have selfish players. You know, if we have to run the ball every play, we're going to run it, and our receivers are going to block for them. Our tight ends are going to block. If we have to throw it, the running backs block and help the receivers get open. So I think it just speaks about how great this team is.
I talk about Todd, you know, when he came in, and are you totally now at the point where you're just comfortable with everything, or they're still evolving? Or?
Well, I think we're constantly evolving, truthfully. I mean, I think there's things that we're putting in during midweek and taking out midweek, and I think that's just the good balance and good working relationship that we all have, this offense, and coach to player, player to coach, and so it's going well.
Obviously, you knew about the emotions and everything that's going on, and the devastation in this area and all. Was that a concern at all that maybe there was going to be, a different type of emotion in the stadium and what have you?
Yeah, we were hoping they were going to pull the Giants Saints and bring them to Pittsburgh, but
you
have to, during this game, and especially with the salute to the soldiers. I mean, there's just it makes you really. appreciate what we do. You know, we have to be so appreciative of the game we get to play. We call it work, but it really is a game, and there's so much bigger things going on in the world, in our country and in the world, that to come out here and play this game, our thoughts and prayers are always with you know, everyone else that's going through so much. So we didn't know what to expect today, and I think we got a crowd that was energized and excited to kind of take their mind off of a lot of negative that's been going on here for the last week.
Ben, what's happened with the run game in the last month? I mean, it doesn't make a difference whether it's Mendenhall, Dwyer, Redmond. You guys are getting the yards that you weren't before.
The next guy up, as we call it. You know, it's just awesome to see those guys step up. And a lot of that credit has to go to the linemen. They don't care who's back there running the ball. They're going to open holes. And today, Red had a bunch of second opportunities, spinning off things, bouncing plays, and, you know, just proud of the way that he and the rest of the guys played.